luxury of a kind that people are often not familiar with, in that it doesn't just give you a head word such as kangaroo and then a definition of kangaroo. It gives you those, but it then goes on to give you quite detailed quotations from books, newspapers, diaries and so on, showing how the Australian word has been used in that sense over the decades. So with a word such as kangaroo, we go right back to 1770 when Captain Cook and the botanist Banks, the Endeavour, was beached up near present-day Cooktown for about 5 weeks. And for the first time, Cook and Banks had some kind of interaction with the Indigenous people, and they gathered some Indigenous words, and one of those was kangaroo. And they wrote in their diaries the word kangaroo. So that in our dictionary, we give you the word kangaroo, tell you what it is, but then, in fact, we quote the earliest evidence for the use of the word kangaroo, and we put those entries from Cook and Banks's diaries into the dictionary, and then another quotation from each decade following. So it's a very detailed historical record of all of the words, and that's why it has taken such a long time.
This is the first comprehensive update since 1988, and we're just noticing that you've got 500 words from, say, 100 Aboriginal languages have been recognised in this dictionary. You've got words in there such as Yakati, Didgeridoo, Jarjum. How did you go about finding the names, and do you have also the language group that the name comes from?
Yes, we do. One of the sort of interesting things, I think, was that if you go back to the first edition, it included words that most Australians, I suppose, would know, sort of, you know, words such as boomerang, corroboree, waratah, and so on. Those words that came into Australian English very early, and I mean, they were in Australian English by the early 19th century. And there were about 250 of those words from about 60 Indigenous languages. Now, most people sort of talking about other cultures assume that the process of taking words from Indigenous languages only occurs really at the sort of initial contact period and then ceases. The thing that surprised us, I think, is that for this edition, when we looked over the words that we'd included and looked at the words that have been taken from Aboriginal languages, this time it had gone up from, as you say, from about 250 to 550, and instead of from 60 languages to about 100 languages. And certainly for all of those words, we will give the word as it is now in English, but we will also, as part of the historical record of the word, are given in the etymological section the language, the particular language from which the word has come. So, for example, if you take a word like bungee, which we've included with the definition a mate, a close friend, a kinsman, we will say that it's from Walpuri, probably, but also from other languages of the Northern Territory and Northern Queensland, so that we try to indicate the particular language that it came from, and if it perhaps was influenced by other languages, we say so. But in each case, the language is in fact indicated.
I notice you've also got saltwater people in there as well as tent embassy.
Yes, well, I mean, the thing about that is, I mean, we've been talking about words that have come sort of directly from languages so that they are in fact sort of language words. But in addition to all those words for Indigenous languages, there are all those terms that render Indigenous concepts and aspects of traditional culture from the resources of English. And most Australians now, I think, would be familiar with terms such as you say, freshwater people, smoking ceremony, song lines, sorry business, welcome to country, invasion day, and so on. All of those words that have come from Aboriginal cultural interests and have now found their way into mainstream Australian English. So they are certainly in addition to the 550 words I was mentioning before. So there's been quite a radical increase in Australian dictionaries, in the Australian lexicon, of words from Aboriginal languages and from Aboriginal cultures.
When's the next edition of the dictionary coming out? And do you think there'll be even more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander words in the dictionary?
I have no doubt there will be. I mean, one of the significant areas of increase for Aboriginal words has come from Western Australia, where there has been a quite deliberate government policy over two decades now to use Indigenous words for flora and fauna. And so there's been a remarkable sort of increase there. And I suspect that will be a continuing process. For example, down south, I was familiar with the creature which for 150 years has been called a water rat, a poor little thing called a water rat. But in most places down in the south now, in most newspapers and so on, the animal is being called by named by a word from the Narrangeri language of South Australia and called a rackalee. Now, that's a process that's going on, and I suspect that that process will continue. And I think as more and more people, more and more non-Aboriginal people, start to learn more and more about Aboriginal cultures, that that process of the transition of Aboriginal words into Australian English will continue. For a while, of course, it'll be very localised, right, because of local languages. But what seems to be happening is that once they get into the sort of local Australian English, they are in fact starting to spread much more widely. And that's the process that's, I think, been going on with the many words that have been added to this dictionary.